Trivia presents Deaths of Presidents.
The Trivia Research Department has unearthed some extremely rare radio broadcasts from the annals of Americana, each detailing a tragic chapter in American political history. The first of these radio broadcasts is quite a collector's item, since it dates from 1881, when there was no such thing as radio. On June 30th, 1881, President James A. Garfield prepared to board a train for a trip to Massachusetts to speak at his alma mater, Williams College. Charles J. Guiteau, a disappointed office seeker, fired twice at Garfield, grazing the president's arm with his first shot and hitting him in the back with the second. Garfield lingered for 80 days. When he died on the 19th of September, Chester A. Arthur became president. Listen now to the immortal voice of Roscoe Conkling as he calls the shots.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to WWW's Train Departure Hotline. I'm your engineer and host, Roscoe Conkling. And today, June 30, 1881, we're covering the historic departure of President James A. Garfield's trip to Williams College in Massachusetts, and the president, popular as ever, that young, boisterous stride, walking around the platform, shaking his office seeker's hands, appointed and disappointed, and now suddenly someone has broken from the crowd. The president has been shot, his arm.
Oh, my back.
The president has been hit in the back. Oh, my God. I don't think I can go on. Grab that man quickly. He's a disappointed office seeker. Hurry. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I can't go on. The president has slumped to the ground. I hope someone somewhere can sober up Chester A. Arthur and give him the oath of office. Oh, Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize. Roscoe Conkling, your correspondent, is just not used to this kind of an occurrence on Train Departure Hotline. Usually, our guest just gets on the train and the mighty Iron Horse fairly whisks him away to his destination. Oh, we'll be back in a moment after a word from your local Chrysler Plymouth dealer.
Another presidential death recorded by Trivia.